Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting 5th. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting 6th. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Breidweiser. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting 7th. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Samford. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Samford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 1-0. Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser misplays the ball. That's an error on Breidweiser. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Durham moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-1 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham strikes out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Breidwesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Breidwesser moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0-for-1 in the game. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Breidwesser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0 for 2 in the game. Samford hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heft for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing first base. Bill White now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0-for-3 in the game. Samford takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samford moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samford scores. Heft moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Steve Boros pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. Boros moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Frank Bowling. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros scores. Bertoia moves to third. It's 9-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Bertoia scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Ray Boone. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Boros now playing third base. Reno Bertoia now playing second base. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros juggles the ball. That's an error on Boros. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridewesser moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.